Fraser McGrew. I'm a conference producer. I had a question about the implications of this for developing countries. And is there a danger that developing countries with less penetration to this kind of technology get left out of this?
Which would be great.
Well, and that was my question. And is that a good thing? Are these oases of calm where you don't have to be bothered with this sort of thing? Or is it creating this sort of segregated two-tier system and embedding poverty and social problems, that kind of thing?
You know, it's a big question. I mean, if you look at Google in Africa, like all sorts of things are happening there with Google going and mapping the entire African continent and paying people to, you know, put their businesses on the map. And, you know, so Google is playing a role in Africa as a private player that we would not always be comfortable with, say, the World Bank playing, because we know that there are all sorts of hazards and we know a lot about, you know, what happens in development. But somehow a lot of these companies have taken on this public roles where, again, they claim to be saving the world and improving the infrastructure and whatnot. But, I mean, they're all driven by commercial incentives in the end, and I just don't trust their rhetoric, world-saving rhetoric, when it comes to problem-solving, because eventually they will abandon their problem-solving drive and focus on what helps their shareholders. I mean, we see it in our context all the time. I mean, now a lot of people are concerned about the death of Google Reader. You know, last week, Google decided to shut down the popular RSS reader that everyone was using, and suddenly we realized that, hey, maybe it would be nice to have some kind of publicly run service for reading RSS and not just to place all of our bets in something run by a private company. So, you know, there is no accountability there, and this is one of the issues that bothers me quite a bit about Silicon Valley. I mean, there is no way you can go and file a, you know, freedom of information request with Google, right? I mean, they don't work. They're not responsible in the same way that government agencies are responsible. Unless they take on a lot of the responsibility for providing information infrastructure in Africa or Latin America or Asia or, you know, North Korea for that matter, or Burma, where, you know, Eric Schmidt goes with disturbing frequency, I'm just not sure that we would have the right sets of checks and balances in place to hold them accountable.